93 WPIT.
Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Hello and welcome to the new Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on Radio AM 73, hosted by yours truly, Jack Poloka and Dean Poloka.
Yo.
Bringing you the best in Rusyn music and songs from the main regions of Eastern Europe where Rusyns live, along with a local, national, and news from the homeland. We have a lot of information for you today, so have your pen and paper handy. Today is the day before the great fast for Byzantine Catholic Rusyns, or Cheese Fair Sunday. The Rusyns have a special celebration called Fashenge, so appropriately we begin with a song called Fashenge, Fashenge by folk group Yavorina Turska.
Fashenge, Fashenge, Tneshami Zavami, Anetak Zavami, Yavzavami.
The Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program can be heard around the world via the internet any time of the day or night. Just go to www.c-rs.org, left-hand column, Rusyn Radio, click on the date of your choice. This program is the only Rusyn Radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National Carpatho Rusyn Society, and it would not be possible without their total committed support. But we still need your support. If you like our program and would like it to continue, we need to hear from you. Please be sure to tell your family and friends that the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program can now also be heard every Sunday at 2 p.m. here streaming live on WPIT Radio AM 73 by their website. And here's how you do that. You log on to www.wpitam.com. Look right in the middle, up the top, you'll see a big button that says Listen Live. That's how you get us streaming, so call your friends, call your family that don't live in the Pittsburgh area. Maybe they live in Lemkovina, maybe they live in Prešov, maybe in Užhorod. So let them know that we can be heard not only by archives, but live streaming as well. Our next song is Zlomalashe by Grupa Roska Rosa from Ruski Kerestor.
Ciganoczka młoda, oj młody cigani huliali, oj młody cigani huliali.
Stoję na tu palacji, noczka młoda, stoję na tu palacji, noczka młoda.
Ciganoczka młoda.
Стояла думала циганочка молода, стояла думала циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
Він циганку свою виглядає,
він циганку свою виглядає.
Стояла думала
циганочка молода,
стояла думала
циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
Ciganko, jakie w tebie chory.
Stojala dumala, ciganoczka młoda.
Stojala dumala, ciganoczka młoda.
Ciganoczka młoda.
Idę mili za synie mory.
Idę mili za synie mory.
Stojala dumala, ciganoczka młoda.
Stojala dumala, ciganoczka młoda.
Ciganoczka młoda.
Стояла думала, циганочка молода,
стояла думала, циганочка молода,
стояла думала, циганочка молода.
That's from Ruski Kerestor, the site of this year's World Congress of Russians in July. Our good friend Bonnie Bayless of Uniontown has an urgent request. Extravaganza artists needed. Egg artists are needed for the 4th annual Egg Extravaganza to be held on Sunday, March 29th, from noon until 5 p.m. in St. John's Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. Activities include egg art demonstrations, displays, sale of decorated eggs, an egg decorating supplies marketplace, ethnic Easter basket items, children's activities, and a hands-on workshop to learn how to make pisanka. For more information, the egg artists for the Eggstravaganza should call area code 724-438-6027, Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., or in the evenings, please call this number, 724-438-8412.
We got an email from Christy Slifke, a National CRS board member, which says, I'm sitting here listening to the Russian Heritage Program as it's broadcasting and have to say it's nice to be able to hear it in real time versus after the fact, although that is great too. Sounds great, guys. The email also contained information on an upcoming event. The National Capital Chapter of the Carpathia Russian Society, in conjunction with the Slovak American Society of Washington, is co-hosting the following event at the Slovak Embassy in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, March 14th at 3 p.m. They will be welcoming author Lisa Alzo, who will be discussing her book, Baba's Kitchen, Slovak and Russian Family Recipes and Traditions. Growing up, the kitchen served as the center of her family's home and the place where some of life's most important lessons were taught and learned, such as simple principles of generosity, honesty, and love. It was in this kitchen that Lisa learned to eat the foods and celebrate the traditions that were central to her Russian and Slovak heritage. Baba's Kitchen is a collection of recipes and traditions passed down through the generations in Lisa's family. The Embassy of the Slovak Republic is located at 3525 International Court Northwest, Washington, D.C. For directions, see the information posted on the CRS website at www.c-rs.org. Next, we have Poliana Poliana from the Three Stars, Three Generations CD. And this is going to feature Maria Machoshkova, Anna Savitska, and Andrea Sikoroyokova.
Poliana, Poliana, na Polanie ja ma.
хлопці більші йдуть, же я мальована. Чулісти таку новину, хлопці більші йдуть, же я мальована. Аніша за тебе легінь не готую.
Я не мальована, я ще не малюю.
Аніша за тебе легінь не готую. Лелія, краба, Аніша за тебе легінь не готую.
Лелія, краба, Аніша за тебе.
Ah, the three stars. Get your pen and papers out, because we got some information for the next Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpathia-Rosen Society's meetings. Mark your calendars for Saturday, March 21st at 2 p.m. The CRS Pittsburgh chapter will be hosting the Most Reverend Metropolitan Nicholas at St. Nicholas Orthodox Church in Monongahela. Metropolitan Nicholas will be giving a presentation on growing up in a Rusyn home. Metropolitan Nicholas is head of the American Carpathia-Rusyn Orthodox Diocese in America. Metropolitan Nicholas is a CRS member and avid supporter of CRS events, as well as his Rusyn heritage. He has traveled to his ancestral villages and still maintains contact with them to this day. Light refreshments will be served, and we will have some items for sale. We'll give you a little more information about this in the upcoming weeks. Again, write that down. Saturday, March 21st, 2 p.m., St. Nicholas Orthodox Church. The address there is 600 Marne Avenue in Monongahela.
We got an email from Stefan Hadak. Subject, great show, which reads, "Hi guys, I just wanted to tell you that I enjoyed your first show from your new home at WPIT. The music was great, the news interesting, the announcements enticing, and your commentary very entertaining. Congratulations on not allowing a couple of minor stumbling blocks get in your way of providing us with another half hour of very enjoyable Rusyn entertainment. I'm sure I'm not the only one who chuckled affectionately when we heard you overcome them." Nicely done. "Thanks, too, for mentioning the Lemko region and making the effort you've been making of late to indicate when the music comes from my ancestral region, an area for which I have much affection. One last word of thanks for mentioning my Rusyn name. It meant a lot to me. You're the first outside of Lemkovina to address me as such. I had no idea how it would affect me. Take care and keep up the great work. We really appreciate it. Signed, Stefan Hrak."
Дякуємо вам, Стефан.
So for you, Stefan, we have a great song by Karenia from Lemkovina called Lestochku Červeni, Red Leaves. As many of you know, years ago, the Carpathia Rusyn Society purchased the old St. John's Cathedral in Munhall and is in the process of restoring and renovating it to become the National Carpathia Rusyn Cultural and Educational Center and Museum, which is quite a financial undertaking. To help with this, the CRS sales manager, Kathy Silvestri, has established a wonderful gift shop which offers a large variety of Rusyn items for sale, including books, CDs, DVDs, cookbooks, Easter basket covers, pisanke, wood carvings, inputted embroideries, religious items, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and much more. You can visit the website at www.c-rs.org and click on Sales, or call the Cultural Center at 412-576-3077 and leave a message. If you would like to visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, just leave your name, address, and phone number. Your business would be very much appreciated. And I'm in the mood for some Romani, Dean. How about you? Here is Milan, Mikhail, and Dusan Miko, collectively known as Mikovci, from Bardejov.
Yeah. pijem Roma, pijem za potvora, pijem a pijem nas, pijem nas Leome, Marena opan Leven, Lenas a pijem nas, pijem nas Leome, Marena opan Leven, Lenas
Romani there with the heavy bass. You like that a lot. Are your Rusyn roots in Eastern Slovakia? Do you come from Spiš, Šadiš? Where else we got there? Zemplin, Uj counties. If so, then we have a tour for you. The Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpathia Rusyn Society is planning a Rusyn tour of Slovakia. Dates are June 23rd through July 2nd of 2009. We will visit Rusyn-inhabited cities such as Prešov, Medzi Laborce, Svidnik, Bardejo Humene, and Snina. We will have excursions to Rusyn museums, wooden churches, and a Rusyn folk festival. We will visit the birthplace of Alexander Duchnovich, our national awakener, the village of Topolja. See performances by Rusyn folk ensembles, experience divine liturgies in Rusyn churches in the Rusyn vernacular language and Church Slavonic liturgical language. Enjoy Rusyn music by the best musicians in Slovakia and meet the current leaders of the Rusyn movement and media. There will also be plenty of time, as well, for souvenir shopping in Prešov and Košice, Slovakia's second largest city. The 2009 Pittsburgh Carpathia Rusyn Society Rusyn Tour Slovakia is shaping up to be a very memorable excursion, loaded with non-stop Rusyn events, even of Atra. Seating is limited to about 30 people, so make your reservations early. The cost for this tour is going to be pretty reasonable. We're thinking probably around $2,700-$2,800 per person, single occupancy. This tour is led by myself, Dean Poloka. I am the president of the CRS Pittsburgh chapter, and also co-led by my dad, Jack Poloka, who is a trustee of the National CRS, and we both are directors of the Sloviani Folk Ensemble. So for more information about the Rusyn Tour Slovakia, you can give me a call, Dean, 412-877-9351, or call my dad, Jack, 412-331-3124, or you can email rusynradio@c-rs.org. Next, we have a medley by Folklorni Subor Makovica from Svidnik. This is A Dohaju Divčata and Večera Večur.
Thank you.
As we close with the folkloric ensemble Ushhorod from Transcarpathia, we hope you have enjoyed today's program. We would like to hear from you. You can call me at 412-331-3124 or Dean at 412-877-9351 or email russinradio@c-rs.org. You can also write me at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136. We thank you for your listening, and we invite you to join us again next week for another Russian Heritage Program. Shalom.
Shaslivo.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, dedications, or want to make a donation, please write me, Jack Poloka, at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати, сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш днешній програм. Позиваме вас наслухати наслідуючу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 713. З Богом!